Peril. Stories of suspense. Now a toast, gentlemen. To the spirit of King Ramsay.
King Ramsay.
Cheap wine, a burning hot day, the shredded remains of a tent around us, and yet I've never been happier in my life.
Yes. I could almost see those articles you'll be writing for National Geographic, Professor Collins.
And I can just hear what you'll tell all the doubting Thomases. Now, this is quite a victory for you, Professor.
For all of us, gentlemen.
But mainly for you. We're just members of the expedition. You raised the money personally. You're the one who get the brickbats if we returned home without finding anything.
I've always known that King Ramsay existed, even though historians and other archaeologists say that he's a myth, a legend invented by Egyptian storytellers.
Well, he's not a myth now. His tomb is less than 100 yards away from us.
The tomb of Ramsay, greatest of all Egyptian kings.
You know, if we're to believe all the stories we've heard about him, he was quite a fellow. A chemist, an inventor.
The lover of statuary, eh?
Solid gold statuary, studded with precious stones. That's the part that interests me. There may be a colossal fortune inside that tomb.
The material value of our find means very little, Edward. The important thing is that our present concept of Egyptian history may be completely altered by this find.
I'm thinking more about my bank account, Professor. How about you, James?
I'm afraid I go along with Professor Collins, Edward.
Just a couple of dedicated scientists, eh? Well, counting Wilson, that makes three against one.
Incidentally, where is Wilson?
Well, he copied down the hieroglyphics from the stone door of the tomb. He's in his tent now, trying to translate the message.
Probably says, open with care. Now, speaking of opening that tomb, the Siren's men are taking a long time, aren't they?
Time. King Ramsay has been buried for thousands of years. I think we can afford to wait a little while, Edward.
I've waited quite long enough as it is. Want to get my hands on that treasure?
Oh, don't worry, Edwards. You'll get a bonus for whatever treasure is found.
Professor Collins!
Oh, that's Wilson.
Professor Collins!
We're over here, Wilson.
He seems rather excited.
Yes, I didn't think anything could excite old Wilson. When we finally uncovered the door to Ramsay's tomb, he didn't even blink an eye.
The hieroglyphics, Professor Collins. They were quite easy to translate. Here. This is the message on the door of the tomb.
Are you serious, Wilson?
Of course I am. I wouldn't joke about a thing like this.
Here. Let me see that piece of paper. This is the resting place of King Ramsay. Those who disturb him will die.
We'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, The Curse of Ramsay.
Those who disturb him will die.
Kid stuff.
I don't know. There were other curses, remember?
Curses were used to frighten away grave robbers, that's all.
Isn't that what we are? Grave robbers?
Sure. But we're not going to be frightened off. Not while there's treasure behind that stone door.
The real treasure inside that tomb isn't gold or precious stones. It's knowledge.
Well, you can have my share of the knowledge, Professor. Look. Why are they taking so long getting that door down?
I gave Hathari instructions not to damage the tomb in any way.
That stone slab is set solidly. I said we should use dynamite. Get the thing over with.
Now, there may be fragile articles inside that tomb, Edward.
Now look! Laborers, they seem to be walking off the job. There's Hathari. Trying to talk to them. They don't seem to be listening to him. Appears as though they're frightened of something. But surely they're not able to read the hieroglyphics.
All I can say is it's just as well they're going. I don't trust those lazy thieves. One look at the treasure and they might murder all of us.
Hasari's waving to us.
Professor Collins, please come to the tomb, quickly.
Well, what is it, Hasari?
What of the excitement?
I have found a way to open this stone door.
Oh, but how? That door looks just as solid as it was before.
Here, on this left side of the stone slab. Watch as I push with my finger.
Why, a small square of stone moved away.
There's a scarab underneath it, set into the slab.
Oh, what a work of art. The joins of this small panel, they're completely invisible.
I knew there would be a secret way to open this tomb.
What do you mean, a secret way?
The scarab you see uncovered, Mr. Edwards, I think it is a sort of trigger that by pressing it, the stone door will be opened.
That'd mean mechanism. How could any mechanism last thousands of years?
King Ramsay was a great inventor, Mr. Edwards.
Sorry. Is this what frightened the workers? The scarab?
Yes, Professor. That is the blood scarab of ancient Egypt. It signifies death.
Ah, rubbish. Look, if that scarab can help us get this tomb open, let's get busy with it, eh? I'll press it myself.
No, Edwards, no. As leader of the expedition, it is my duty to do that.
All right, Professor, go ahead. Just do it.
Here goes.
What's wrong?
Oh, the scarab is rather sharp. I just cut my finger.
Well, nothing's happened, has it? Looks like King Ramsay wasn't at a...
Hey, the stone door. It's sliding open.
You were right, Asari.
Yes.
At last.
At last.
Well, let's not just stand here. Let's go in.
Enter the tomb and you'll die, Edward. Don't give me that cursed stuff, Wilson.
I'm not referring to the curse of Ramsay. This tomb has been sealed for thousands of years. The air inside won't be fit to breathe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
All you can think of is the treasure that might be inside.
Yes, Wilson, that's right. That's all I can think of.
Professor,
what's wrong?
I have a pain.
Look, perspiration. It's pouring down his face.
I feel so weak.
Here, Professor, let me take your arm.
Oh, Jones,
easy.
My chest. Oh, it's like it's on fire.
Here. I'll help you put him down.
Yes, but...
Hey, his face. Look, it's gone purple.
He has no pulse.
What?
He's dead.
The prophecy of the blood scarab has come true.
It was the excitement that killed him, that's all.
No, he touched the blood scarab, and now he's dead.
Look at his finger. The one he pressed the scarab with. It's swollen to twice its normal size.
Yes. And he mentioned that he'd cut his finger on the scarab. Poison.
Don't be a fool, Wilson.
There's no other explanation, Edward.
But how can poison last 3,000 years? It'd evaporate.
A while ago, you said that the door mechanism could not last 3,000 years, Mr. Edward.
What are you trying to do, Asari? Scare us away?
Yes.
Yes, that could be it, couldn't it, eh? He wants the treasure for himself.
But I would not hurt Professor Collins. He was always kind to me. I liked him. And I respected him.
What does friendship mean to a desert rat like you, eh? You smeared poison on that scarab. You set up a booby trap.
Have you gone crazy, Edwards? Asari and the professor worked together for years.
But this is the first time Asari's had a chance of getting his hands on treasure. Look, if we examine that scarab, we can prove whether or not poison has been freshly smeared on it.
How can we examine the scarab? The stone slab has slid deep into the wall.
How do we get it out again, Asari?
I do not know.
I think that you do, and you're going to tell me.
Come on, tell me.
Let him go, Edward. Let him go.
Don't touch him again, Edward. He's just making fools out of us, that's what he's doing. There's more than he's letting on.
How could he? Asari, I'm sorry this happened.
It is all right, Mr. Jones. I think now I will go to my home.
But we'll need your help.
I do not wish to help. I'm sorry now that the tomb has been found. With Professor Collins, there was only the desire to learn of history. But now, there is greed.
Jones and I feel just as Professor Collins did, Asari.
But there is still greed. Greed that is stronger than your motives. I will go now.
If you bring anybody back, Asari, I'll kill you.
Let him go, Edwards.
I just want him to know how I feel. Nobody's going to steal that treasure from me. Do you get that, Asari?
Nobody.
I will bring no one back. I have no desire for the treasure.
Well, just remember, I've got a gun, and I'll use it.
I will remember. Goodbye.
I think we should have kept him prisoner, just to be on the safe side.
He said he wouldn't bring anyone back, and I believe him.
If he does, I'll use this gun on them. I'll kill them, all of them. Nobody's going to get that treasure away from me.
Edward, this is a scientific expedition financed by a museum.
In other words, I'm not supposed to take anything for myself, eh?
That's right.
We'll talk about that later. Right now, let's go inside the tomb.
We'll have to test the air first.
We'll get it over with then. I just can't wait to see what's inside.
Oh. right?
The air's clear enough to breathe now.
I'll go first. Come on.
Why?
Why?
It's just an empty room. There's an archway to the right. And another room just beyond it.
Yeah, come on.
Good heavens. Oh, look at it. Just look at it.
In just a moment, we return to our story, The Curse of Ramsay.
The treasure of King Ramsay. Just look at it, will you? Sitting there, just waiting for us to take it. Gold statuettes, dozens of them.
And there's the sarcophagus of King Ramsay.
Who cares about that? Our museum does, Edwards. Let's have a close look at it, Jones.
Yes.
You two can look at Ramsay. I'm going to inspect the jewelry.
What are we going to do about Edwards? He's determined to steal some of this. We may be able to talk some sense into him.
Well, I hope so.
Jones, this sarcophagus is a perfect work of art. Look at the carving. The paint.
If only Professor Collins could have seen it.
Well, we'll see that he gets full credit for the discovery.
Hey! Here's a statuette. Looks as though it was cut from a solid piece of emerald. Won't the jewelers raise their eyebrows when they see this?
He's putting it in his pocket. He can't.
Don't say anything yet.
Don't forget he's got the only gun.
Hey. What are you two whispering about?
Oh, we're merely admiring this sarcophagus.
Ah, so the great Ramsay himself is under that carved stone, eh? But with a couple of gold locks there. Might be a key around.
The mummy case is not to be opened here, Edward. It's to be opened only under strict supervision.
Don't worry, Wilson. I'm not interested in Ramsay's mummy. There wouldn't be enough left to even give us an idea of what he looked like.
Here's how he looked, Edwards. The head of the sarcophagus is a carved likeness of his face.
Hey, this paint. Looks like some kind of enamel. Hard to believe it's been here for almost 3,000 years. So, that's King Ramsay. Hey.
What's the matter, Edwards?
What? Flick of the lighter. Suddenly seems as though his eyes moved.
His eyes. They seem so lifelike.
It's just a carving. The real thing here is the loot. Millions in precious stones.
Hey, hey.
I didn't notice this one. Well, just have a look at this, will you? A statuette of a lion or something or other, solid gold, with two huge diamonds for the eyes. I'll just gouge them out with the butt of this gun.
Edward, you can't do that.
No, and why not?
That figure and everything else in here, they must be registered.
Don't worry. There'll be enough left to satisfy any museum or government. Nobody knows what's in here. Nobody will miss what we take.
Put it back, Edward. Also the other statuette you took. You're not to touch anything. You'll get a cash bonus later on.
Bonus? How much? 2,000 or 3,000? Why, these two diamonds alone are worth more than that.
But none of this belongs to us. It's the property of the museum and the Egyptian government.
Let's get ourselves organized, gentlemen, shall we? For 6 months we've sweated in this rotten desert, working for next to nothing. But now we've hit the jackpot. And I'm going to collect.
We can't let you do it.
Don't you try to stop me. Now look, I'm making you a proposition, gentlemen. We'll pick out the best stuff and hide it somewhere. Later on, we can make arrangements to smuggle it out of the country. There's millions in this tomb. I don't say let's take all of it or even most of it. Just enough. So we don't have to worry about money for the rest of our lives. Well, what do you say, eh?
Grab him, Wilson.
Yes, hold on, you don't. You try that again and you'll get more than just the barrel of this gun across your face.
Wilson, I'm all right. Edwards, before we started on this expedition, each of us made a vow.
Well, I'm breaking it. I'm taking what I can get. But we're science.
Oh,
I've got a university degree to prove it. I don't want to spend the rest of my life digging in the sand for a few thousand a year. This is my big chance. It'll be the only chance I'll ever get. I'm not going to miss it either. I'll take what I want and leave you the rest.
Please, all this is priceless.
Don't try to stop me again. Well, it'll be a bullet.
Edwards!
First, the diamond.
No, you haven't got the right to do that.
You stay right where you are, Jones. Don't come any closer.
No. No, stop. Give that to me.
Don't, Jones. You shoot.
I can't let him do it.
I told him what to expect.
You murderer.
I warned him. Yes. And now, Wilson. Now,
You've got a go, too.
You filthy...
Now it's all mine.
Why did you leave the expedition, my husband?
My work was done.
Then the professor and all the others have gone away?
No. Not yet.
They have paid you your money?
No.
But we need the money, my husband. Why did you not get your salary?
Quiet.
What is wrong?
I am listening.
Listening? Herr Sari.
Yes. Yes, I hear.
What is it?
I will go now.
Herr Sari, where are you going?
To the tomb.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, The Curse of Ramsay.
There. Put these diamonds in my pocket. Now, what's this? This is the tomb of King Ramsay. Wilson's translation of the hieroglyphics. Those who disturb him will die.
Oh, no. Not this one, Ramsay. Just a few more diamonds and I'll get out of here.
Well, that'll be enough. I got a fortune in my pockets. Well, thanks, Ramsay, and goodbye. Now, there's the entrance. A few more steps and I'm out. Oh, yeah, Professor Colin's body. If I leave it out here, it might attract attention. I'll just drag it inside the tomb. Well, when they enter the tomb, they'll find that the curse worked three times, and that's all. I'm a bit too tough for you, Ramsay.
Mr. Edwards.
Sorry.
You are leaving?
Yes. What did you come back?
A message brought me back.
Message?
Yes.
Who are you trying to fool, eh? Nobody here sent you a message?
No, it came from elsewhere. A message that told me I must come to the tomb of Ramsay.
I see. You know, I'm glad you came back, Asari. If I kill you and put the gun in your hand, they'll think that you murdered the others. I'm going to shoot you, Asari.
You killed the others?
Yes. And now you.
You cannot hurt me.
Your voice.
You should not have entered the tomb.
You've changed. Your face, eyes. The eyes of Ramsay.
Yes, of Ramsay.
No. Oh, no. It's a trick.
You were warned about entering the tomb.
Makeup. Using some kind of makeup.
You should have heeded the warning.
You stay away from me. Stay away or I'll shoot. All right.
You cannot hurt me. You see?
Gun's empty. Don't hit me. Get away from me.
You cannot escape.
You can't see me here in the dark.
The tomb of King Ramsay will be sealed again.
No! You can't reach the scarab. The stone door is inside the wall.
There is another way of sealing the tomb.
It's closing. No! No!
Hasari, I followed you here. What happened to you?
I do not know.
This stairway, the stone door. What is this?
I feel I should know, but I cannot remember. I cannot remember anything.
Look, a sandstorm is coming. We had better go home.
The sand will cover this place. Somehow that seems right.
Yes. Somehow I feel that too. That it will be right if this place is covered.
And that we say no more about it to anyone.
Must be a way out. The air will get bad. I'll suffocate. I'll have to find a way out soon.
There isn't a way out.
Jones. You're not dead. Where are you?
Just behind you, Edward.
Oh, Jones, Jones, I'm so glad you're not dead. We'll find a way out together.
Shine your torch on me.
Yes, yes.
And look
at my face.
You're not Jones. You're Ramsay.
Yes. This is the tomb of King Ramsay. Those who disturb him will die.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, The Curse of Ramsay.